Welcome to Legislative Report, and this week we have joining us Representative Stephen Mentzer of Lancaster County. Representative Mentzer, the Pennsylvania General Assembly now faces the task of formulating a spending plan while dealing with a significant deficit. Can you give listeners an update as to where we are in the state budget process?
Yes, Greg. The Republican caucus got together about a month ago and in a retreat. And we talked a lot about the ideas that we had for the state budget. Our leadership was doing that so that they could get a feel for where our caucus and the people that we represent want to go as far as the budget is concerned. And that was very fruitful. In addition to that, appropriations hearings have just ended about a week or two ago, and we were in session this week, and the discussions were again on the budget. Now, our hope is that when we go back up to Harrisburg in the first week in April, that we will continue those discussions as a Republican caucus and come up with a preliminary budget. I believe it's our leadership's hope that we get this budget on the table early so we aren't waiting till the last minute to work out the details of a budget. So I'm hopeful that in early mid part of April we'll have a budget out of the House that they'll move through the process. So that's where we are.
There are people in your legislative district and throughout Lancaster County who have received a preliminary property reassessment notice. Can you tell some of our listeners about this process of property reassessment?
Yeah, I sure can, Greg. As a matter of fact, I'm getting a lot of telephone calls about that, and particularly the day, the week after they got the notice in the mail. And I think there is some misunderstanding about the assessment. When you get your statement and you read it in the mail, if you see that your property tax bill went up by $20,000 or $30,000, and this was a 25% or a 50% increase, that does not mean that your taxes are going to go up 25% or 50%. And I think that's a major misconception. So maybe I could just explain to you briefly how that works. The county reassesses properties from time to time. It's been, I think, 12 or 13 years since we last reassessed. And what they'll do is they'll go into a township and they'll reassess all the properties inside that township. And they find out an average of what all of the properties went up in value. So let's take your township, and let's say your township, all the properties in your township went up 35%. Well, that means that if your property went up 35%, you'll probably pay about the same amount of taxes as you're currently paying. Whereas if your property only went up 25%, your taxes will probably go down. But if your taxes went up 50%, which is higher than the average, then your property taxes will probably go up. So that is it kind of the explanation in a nutshell.
Representative Mentzer, thank you for being with us on Legislative Report.